Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's Mike Shea. I'm the Your Florida Business Broker Blogcast. And I want to tell you a little story about what happened to me early this week. So, you know, I try to get up every morning pretty early, get a workout in. The real reason I get up early, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock, is my dog usually comes, finds me, and says, "Hey, boss, we need to go take a morning sabbatical." And then I'm up, have my cup of joe, and I hit the rowing machine, do a couple thousand meters, and I'm kind of pumped for the day. So did that Monday, and, you know, sitting there watching, I don't know, some god-awful cable news channel, and I got an email message. Now, that's not all that odd at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning for me to get those messages. A good portion of my buyers are in Europe. And South America, so, you know, the time zone thing kicks in, and I'm either before or behind or what have you, and I'm getting my morning updates, etc. So didn't think anything of it, except I got the message from another broker, a guy in my firm in one of our outer markets up in the Carolinas, and he was texting me, instant messaged me on LinkedIn to say thank you for a meeting we had 6 months prior. So, you know, background on this is 6 months before, this cat had reached out to me and said, "Hey, I'm going to be in Disneyland with my family or Disney World and wanted to stick my head in and pick your brain for a little while." And I said, "Hey, yeah, sure, no problem." So that month, you know, 6 months ago, I rolled into the office and this cat is in my parking lot. We go in, have a cup of coffee, and I'm like, "Hey, dude, what's on your mind? What do you want to talk about?" So he kind of tells me the story. He's been in the business for about, you know, 6 months, had a good start and was rocking it, and then kind of flatlined. So, you know, as you all know, I've been doing this for god-awful 15 years, and my thing is that I'm really crazy consistent. So, you know, the thing about business brokerage and real estate is that there's ups and downs, and it's one of ebbs and lows, and you know, I just can't handle that. A, I can't handle it emotionally. B, I don't believe that things have to be that way. And I work and run my business in such a way that I eliminate that to as high a degree as possible by studying data, matrix, and statistics to figure out why things are screwy and kind of ebb and flow and how I can do my level best to mitigate that. So, you know, this cat was hitting the what I call the six-month lull. So what happens in our business or in any sales business you start out in is you kind of, you're fired up and you've got all this, you know, piss and vinegar, and you're rocking and rolling, and you do well because your sphere of influence is the first people you call on, your family, your friends, you know, your circle where you have relationships and trust built, and you kind of get some early wins. And then that kind of dwindles, and you hit some frustrations as you start to get more and more customers, things fall apart, your lack of experience kind of sometimes causes things to fail, and then you hit a gap. Or you make some other fundamental errors, which we don't have time to go into, but, you know, those things happen too. So this guy was describing that lull period and how he was getting frustrated. But what he was really doing was he got caught up in the ego. He got caught up in the idea of getting these really big wins and, you know, making a bunch of money, because when they go off to training, they meet a couple of brokers who teach a class and say, "Yeah, I had a $1 million commission, $700,000 commission. You can make all this money." And, you know, they're fired up. They go, "Wow, that opportunity's out there," and I go hit it. And the reality is that, yeah, those opportunities exist. But God, there's a ton of stuff that could cause those things to fall apart and not happen for you. And why you become an entrepreneur at its core, is to make money and feed your family. That's it. Anything else is psychobabble bullshit. You're not there running your business every day because, you know, you just dig it. You do it because you want to make money, provide for your family, provide for your kids, build a future. Yeah, there's drive and all that, but at the end of the day, it's all about the Benjamins. So, you know, this guy had a family. He was here at Disney World. You know, guys, kids are over at the Mouse, and, you know, he's going to blow $8,000 that week in hotels, meals, and tchotchkes at the Mouse. And I'm like, "Dude, you know, you got to get back to the basics. And do you know the numbers?" And he goes, "What numbers?" I go, "The numbers, the stats." So, you know, he's like, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "Oh, God." So I whip out this PowerPoint presentation I'd done like back in 2002, right? And in the PowerPoint presentation, I went through all the statistics. The great thing about Florida is we've got this MLS system that, you know, a lot of people bitch about, but it's got data. And data, if you know how to read it, is the tea leaves, it is the map, it is the way you navigate uncertain waters. So I start sharing stuff with this cat and saying, hey, look, dude, 80% of the wins out there, of the deals that close, are under $500,000. 80%! Meanwhile, he's been out there swinging the bat at shit over $1 million, right? That requires banks, lawyers, attorneys, you know, freaking landlords, you know, creative financing, and, you know, everybody's got their skin in the game and is trying to get a piece of it. And every other broker and their mother's chasing that same deal. I said, and all the while, the snappers, the little fish, all that stuff's being ignored. And I said, here's the crazy thing, dude. He goes, hey, Mike, how do you do it year in and year out? How do you avoid the lulls? And I said, dude, here's the secret sauce. The secret sauce is, one, nobody's talking to the small business guy. Nobody loves them. And I love them. I am one of them. I live and breathe them. I understand they're doing it to feed their family. And you know what? They need good representation. They need good, aggressive salespeople selling their businesses. They need people who love them. Be loyal to them. Because guess what? They'll be loyal to you. Two, those people buy and sell at a higher frequency than businesses that scale. The guy who's a lawn guy, he's got 3 trucks, he's doing $800,000 a year. You know, he's probably not going to be a $50 million company, but in 10 years, he may be a $1 million company, or he may just stay where he is. But at some point, he sells. At some point, you know, he doesn't hand it down to his kid. He sells it in 10 years. He sells it in 5 years. The real secret in the number is that the average small business sells in 5 years. 5 years, they flip. Those entrepreneurs get tired. They get tired of the grind. They sell their company. They go do something else. They go back to the working world. I go, and that's the key to creating some semblance of an annuity in the business model. So be loyal to the little guy. And take care of the little guy, and realize that the little guy comes back time and time again because of the loyalty factor. The big guy's going to sell the deal once. One time. It's not going to happen over and over and over again. It's going to be a one-time gig. The little guy, he's going to do it over and over again. He goes, yeah, but that's work. I go, dude, what do you think we do? I go, this isn't a game of magic. The goal should be that you have a sustainable business, a scalable business, a business that thrives during the good times and the bad times. Because that, my friend, is what's going to make you successful over the long haul. That's what, you know, smart business people, from a customer standpoint, look for. They don't look for the guy who just popped up, flat out lied, and said he's been in business for 32 years. Because he's got some gray hair and can talk a little smack as the guy who's going to, you know, sell your gig for you. Now, the smart guy's going to go, show me what deliverables you've done every year for the last 5 to 10 years. That's what I want to see. I don't want to see smoke and mirrors and lies. The smart business guy, the guy's got a smart, sellable business, who good books and records, you know, doesn't have revenue concentration and isn't bullshitting, that guy's going to want to vet you. And know that you're for real. And how does he know you're for real? Because you've done it in and out, day in, day out, like freaking Steve Garvey from the 80s, and you're consistent as hell. That's what most small business people want. And, you know, the other thing was, you know, he said, what about all this relationship and networking stuff? And I said, don't think that, you know, networking is about going to some freaking cocktail party and being buddy-buddy with people. At the end of the day, professionals want professionals. You know, they want someone that, you know, nobody wants to work with an asshole, but they certainly want to work with somebody who gets the job done, that delivers the outcome. So, you know, everybody's got their style, but at the end of the day, when you're picking your doctor, your lawyer, and hopefully your business broker, you're picking somebody who gets it done. That's what matters. They don't have to like you, but they damn well better trust you and know that you get results. So, what this guy saying this message to me? So here we are, 6 months fast forward. He sends this message. Hey, dude, I'm sending you a gift. I'll be in your office this week. I just wanted to thank you. And he rattles off all these deals he's got in the box and all these closings. He's got about $100,000 in commissions coming down. And he goes, I just want to thank you for everything you told me. So I go, hey, what did I tell you? He goes, you taught me, A, build a sustainable business model. Know the numbers, know the statistics, and don't be anything but what you are. Stop kissing everybody's ass, tell them the truth, and they appreciate it. And he nailed it right there. That is the key. People appreciate honesty and truth. They don't want to hear bullshit. They don't want to hear smoke and mirrors. And most people can sniff it out. So, you know, I think that applies to every business. I don't think it's an exclusive thing to, you know, the business brokerage world or the real estate world where it's, you know, quasi-emotional. I think every sales organization or consultative organization wants somebody who's going to call a spade, you know, tell the truth, and, you know, deal with the problem and find solutions. They don't want to have, you know, rainbows and unicorns thrown at them every day, because we're dealing with real things, money and results. So that's my podcast. Sorry I've been gone for a while. Excuse me, a whole lot of stuff going on. We've gotten crazy busy here in Central Florida. But as always, if you have questions regarding the value of your business or how you buy or sell one, feel free to give me a call. I'll be more than happy to talk to you or come into my office. I'm located downtown Orlando, or you can reach out at 321-287-0349 and direct message me at www.yourfloridabusinessbroker.com. Take care.